This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I had tuna poke for breakfast the other day. It's not my usual fare by any means, but then again, I'm not usually at a fancy Beverly Hills hotel for breakfast either. We went out to the Montage Hotel and its new restaurant, Georgie it's called, run by Jeffrey Zakarian, who you might know from Chopped on the Food Network, where he's a judge, or The Next Iron Chef, also on the Food Channel, of which he won season 4. But as I discovered when we went back into the kitchen, Zakarian knows his way around a recipe, too.
So you're clearly not one for measuring. You're kind of eyeballing this.
Well, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
So I know how to do it. But what you do is you under-season, and then you taste.
Zakarian's got two restaurants in New York, the Lamb's Club and the National. He's been a chef for 30-plus years, also a restaurateur, obviously. But he is newish to the L.A. food scene.
I got to say, I should do this for a living.
Home run.
And I made extra for you to try.
Isn't
that nice of me?
That.
Here you go, tuna poke.
I like that. Got a fork?
Now right. Try that first, and make sure you get a little of the puree underneath here.
All right. All right, here we go. That's really good. It's one of those things you put in there is like a little gritty. I guess it's this stuff.
It's the salt.
Yeah.
Big salt. So
yeah.
That salt is there just to give a crunch, a little texture.
Yep. Oh, and you can
just see how balanced
sesame.
It is? There's not a lot of oil, not a lot of vinegar. It's just the right balance. And what you're doing is you're going back for another one.
That's the sign of a good dish.
When you go back for the second bite,
totally.
You're like, wow, this is good. And it's like your brain tells you to go back.
You're good if I finish this, right?
You can have the whole thing.
All right.
I'm loving this, actually.
Once I'm done eating, we're actually going to get to work here. It's really good.
Look at this. See? This guy loves this stuff.
I mean, come on. Sorry. I do want to know, though. How a kid from Massachusetts
Worcester.
With a degree in, I know.
It's even worse.
With a degree in economics and urban studies, winds up doing this.
This business found me. I came from a Middle Eastern family, and whether you know it or not, if you're Middle Eastern, Italian, Jewish, especially Italian.
Food.
It's food. It's food in the morning, what are we eating for lunch? When the mom, breakfast is done, she starts cooking for lunch. The conversation is about the next meal. And that gets in you. So when you go out into the world, and you know, go to school and college and all that stuff, I found myself in France for a sabbatical for a year,
right.
And I discovered it was there. What had been there for 3,000 years, two-hour lunches, food, culture, the same thing I was growing up.
Yeah.
It was just actually happening.
So you bring this back to the States where we're all workaholics, yeah. And we're on our phones all the time.
I'm still
and
a workaholic.
The idea of taking 2 hours for lunch around here is heresy practice.
That was
how do you make that work?
It's not bad. It's just the culture,
yeah.
How they live life, the
yeah.
Zeitgeist. And I came home. I went to my parents, and I'm like, I want to be a chef. I want to open restaurants. And they thought I was nuts, you know.
Do you know when you see a restaurant that it's going to work?
Uh-uh. I can guess pretty accurately, but there's so many variables. Some things are going to be great and get a great review. There are many restaurants in New York City that have 3 stars and close.
Yeah.
I know, I had one. and it was in the middle of a financial crisis. So if you're not funded properly or, you know, you're in bad location, the foodies might like you, the critics might like you, but the people might just not want to go there enough to support it. It's very expensive to open a restaurant. It's even more expensive to maintain it. And it's just gotten so way more in the last 5 years. It's almost, I mean, what the regulations have done to us are just like killing our any margin we have. So people don't want to invest if they can't make margins. So what's going to happen is you're going to have less jobs in the industry. It's a real big problem that everybody is a wisp. No one wants to talk about it, but that's actually what's happening.
Talk about it a little bit, right?
Well,
because margins are already thin in this business,
margins
right?
Are nothing. They're nothing. They're 5% maybe, 6%.
So
if you get to 10, you're a genius.
So why are you doing this, man?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's partly because we love what we do. We're very passionate about it. And we're always trying to find ways to get better and work through it. Anything, but you know, we're the biggest job creators in New York. It's the restaurant industry.
Right.
We're it. We have 600,000 jobs.
What's it like opening a restaurant and running a restaurant here versus New York City?
We run the restaurant for the customer either way.
Mm-hmm.
So to be successful, the customer has to really feel like in 5 seconds when they walk in the door, they get it. It's called the 5-second rule.
I was just going to say, really 5 seconds?
Yes. You walk in, lighting right, music light, I look good. This place, it feels right. And that's all like very subjective.
Yeah.
But if they get that, you got a real good chance of getting them back again because that's half the battle. And then you present them with the food and drink. But it's a staging. This is Hollywood. It's 3 shows a day. It's Broadway.
Hmm.
Here, It's a little bit more casual, but basically it's showtime on both coasts.
There's a great quote I read about you, just in terms of how closely you keep an eye on things. If I see a radish in the garbage can in one of my kitchens, you're out of here. Food waste is a big thing for
you. Food waste is terrible. When I see, you know, we waste so much food in this culture is terrible. We waste it by giving too much to the customer. They don't finish it. And, you know, most
people. But we're Americans, man. We want the big portions.
That's misinformation. It's also misinformation nutritionally. You don't have to have all these calories. And then we give it to them. Some take it home, but most don't. They throw it away. And that's just, it kills me. It's a big deal for me. So we'll try to use everything we have many ways so that we don't have waste. And so we size the portions correctly and we price correctly. If you want more of something, we'll give you another portion. You know, it's like, it's okay. But just, we don't want half the portion come back and then we throw it away.
Talk to me for a second about the culture of the celebrity chef in this country.
What does that mean? That's an open-ended question.
Yeah, I want you to talk
culture
to me. You to talk to me for a minute about the culture of celebrity chef. I mean, you know, you've done it. It a little bit.
There's a lot of really good celebrity chefs who are actually really good chefs. And then there are a lot of celebrities on TV in the food world who aren't chefs. And they will tell you they're not chefs, but they're very entertaining. I got my first job on TV when I was in 2007. 30 years before that, I've been a chef, cooking and, you know, opening restaurants. So I was a chef and a restaurateur first. And then I got lucky, and someone said, you want to go to this show called Chopped? And I'm like, what? What's this? Chopped? That sounds silly. I mean, it was never going to work. It's never going to work. And my agent, Scott Feldman, said, you know, try it. I think you'd be great on it. So I went on it, and it was, you know, got paid nothing. And it was a pilot. And it's the most popular show on Food Network. And it's been 8 years I've been on this thing. And it's just one show led to another. And that's how it is in the Food Network. Fortunately for me, they use the talent that they've had.
Right.
So if you're reliable and they like you and the public likes you, they use you for other shows. So when I won Iron Chef, people said, I never knew you could cook. So perception's reality, right? They thought I was only a judge.
Right.
But perception's everything, right? And so now they know I can cook, but it's very strange. I had 30 years of experience. That's all I've been doing is cooking.
Jeffrey, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
I gotta say that tuna poke was delicious. I did commit the unforgivable sin, though, of not saving some for my producer as an engineer, so I got in trouble for that. We took some pictures while we were out there. You can see them at marketplace.org.